Pashas Vayechi, in Yaakov's bracha to Yehuda, he says, Lo Yosef Sevim Yehuda, Mechokik Mi Ben Raglav. Malchus will always remain with Yehuda. It will never transfer him. It's forbidden for anybody else to be king. The Ramban in Chumash says that the reason the Chashmonoim came to such a terrible end, after all the Tzedikin, and all five sons fell in battle, is because they usurped the Malchus, and they're over on the Tzavor of Yaakov Avinu, Lo Yosef Sevim Yehuda, because Malchus belongs only to Yehuda, not to the Levim. As a matter of fact, the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi, that aside from the general Isur, that Malchus should only be with Yehuda, and no one else is allowed to become king if they're not descendants of Yehuda, there's a specific Isur, the Yerushalmi says, for Kahanim to be the Malachim. However, the Rav pointed out that from the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, it seems otherwise, because the Rambam says, The Rambam tells the history of Chanukah and the Nes, V'timu HaToharas, V'tzalem Yisrael Ma'od, M'pneim V'lachzum Lachatzkola, Asherichim Alem Elkei Yisrael, V'oshim Yodam. And then the Rambam says, V'hitzilim V'govu B'nei Chashmonoi HaKohanim HaGdolim, V'horgum V'oshi Yisrael Miyodam, V'midu Melech Men HaKohanim, V'chozo Malchus Yisrael, Yesa Amashayim Shonim Ad HaChorban HaSheni. So on the contrary, the Rambam says that part of the Nes and the Yeshua, the salvation, was because Himidu Melech Ben HaKohanim. And specifically, that they appointed a king from amongst V'Himidu Melech Ben HaKohanim, and that Malchus returned for over 2 centuries till the Churban HaBayis, Bayis Sheni. So the Rambam thinks that part of the Nes, on the contrary, not like the Ramban, wasn't that the Malchus was in the hands of the Kohanim. And the Rav explained that the reason is that that's part of the Nes, because what the Yevonim and Misyavdin wanted to do was to desecrate the Kedushas HaMikdash. And the obligation of Shmiras HaMikdash, of protecting the Mikdash Bifnim, is on the Kohanim. And therefore, if the Kohen, who has the obligation to protect the Mishnah, the Mikdash, and its sanctity, is appointed to the ultimate position of power, namely the Melech, and has the capacity to make sure that the Kedushas Mikdash is protected and preserved, that's the key in Shmiras Mikdash. And that's part of the Nes of Chanukah. In terms of the Ramban's question, how can it be that somebody who's not a Kohen was appointed? Apparently the Rambam thinks that this was not on a permanent basis, but l'shor, as the need presented itself, but ultimately the Malchus would return to Yehuda. That's not a violation of this halacha. But that the Kohen was the Melech, according to the Rambam, is something that's part indeed of the Nes of Chanukah. It is worth pointing out that the Rambam says, V'chazu Malchus Yisrael Yesa Masayim Shana, that Malchus returned for more than 2 centuries. Now, the Rambam was not unaware that the kings during that period, many of them, were evil kings. Yanai, and at the end of this period, was Herod Hardos, who was a pathological murderer. And still, the Rambam says, saying that this is all praiseworthy, that Chazu Malchus Yisrael Yesa Masayim Shana, even though during many parts of that period, the kings were evil and violated the Torah. So I once heard this from Rabban Soloveitchik. He said, you see from the Rambam that even though the kings during that period, many of them were Rishoyim, that Malchus returned to Yisrael, self-dominion and under Jewish control, and Jewish destiny and autonomy, that itself, irrespective of that the kings were evil, but that's still something that's worth acknowledging and giving praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu about. And he said, when we look at the prime ministers of Israel, not all of them were Shomer Mitzvahs. Indeed, to this day, we can only say that two of them were, namely Menachem Begin and Naftali Bennett, but that Jewish destiny is in Jewish hands, that is something that we have to be grateful for and thankful to Kodesh Baruch Hu.